From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump made his first trip to the Pentagon as Commander-in-Chief Friday, signing two executive actions during his visit. During a ceremonial swearing-in ceremony for Secretary of Defense James Mattis, Mr. Trump described his executive memorandum as a great rebuilding of the armed forces to include new planes and ships and other tools for the military. In the second action, Mr. Trump signed an executive order following through on his campaign promise of extreme vetting of those who wish to immigrate to the United States. As part of the president's first whirlwind week in office, President Trump said he spoke with Mexico President Enrique Peña Nieto by phone Friday morning after the Mexican leader canceled an upcoming meeting with Mr. Trump at the White House.
We have a really, I think, a very good relationship, the president and I. And we had a talk that lasted for about an hour this morning. And we are going to be working on a fair relationship and a new relationship. But the United States cannot continue to lose vast amounts of business, vast amounts of companies, and millions of people losing their jobs. That won't happen with me. We're no longer going to be the country that doesn't know what it's doing.
Despite what he called a friendly discussion with Mexico's president Friday, President Trump doubled down on his attacks against the imbalance in the U.S.-Mexico trade. And as it turns out, trade with Mexico may not be as lopsided as Mr. Trump would have Americans believe. From here in Washington, this is VOA News.